Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down Grab a fucking drink.
Welcome back to another ridiculous episode of Drinking Bros. If you don't know what we're about, we are just four normal dudes that like to get drunk.
We're just friends. We never cross swords. We're just two friends. We'd never cross the line.
What?
It's just four heroes out in the world. Just four fucking heroes out in the world trying to figure shit out.
Four dudes doing a thing.
When our streams combined.
Four dudes.
Are you doing Captain Planet
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, exactly.
When our streams combined.
We do not have venereal.
It's powers combined,
no,
not
but our,
streams.
Our streams. If it does, dude, game over.
I'm just saying.
All right, let me.
Hey, Rocco, can our dreams come together too? Just dreams and streams.
I have a dream.
Dreams and streams. That's all I want.
Oh my god!
All right, I will introduce you to the power cast we have as always. You know, I thought I wouldn't miss him, but I really missed him when he was not a part of the Drink Bros. But Jared Taylor.
I like how you opened that with you thought you wouldn't.
Well, Jared, we've been around you a lot.
You know the art with the negative.
Yeah,
first,
our right? little Jimmy John. Our little Jimmy John over there.
I literally, the last 3 years of my life have been living within a mile of you, spending
that
every
is,
day.
That is true. We talk more than a married couple.
Yeah. And we bang more than a married couple, too.
You know what's funny, too, Rocco, as you say that? I was telling Matt yesterday, when we travel, like when we were in Vegas and Sundance, we don't see each other.
Yeah.
Or talk to each
too
other.
Too busy, man.
I know. Like, that's true, right? Everyone's doing their thing. Yeah. It's like, go talk to people. Go network. Go shake hands. Go meet. Go.
It's like, oh, I haven't seen you in four
so,
days.
So along with the Jared Taylor, Rocco, to my right, who is talking right now, he is Big Poppy, the bouncer, the big chin, good God, you're so attractive.
You know why I named
you're
him Rocco?
You're a handsome motherfucker.
When I first met him, you know why?
Why?
It was actually based off of the Norm Macdonald movie, Ross, which one was that one? The Dirty Work. Where...
That old classic that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Come on, Jared.
So when
you
Norm,
and your fucking obscure movies, dude.
When Norm says, if you don't do this, Kirkpatrick here is going to punch you in the stomach. When I first met Rocco, I just said, dude, your name should be Rocco. That way, if anybody pisses us off, I just go, hey, if you don't do this, Rocco's going to punch you in the stomach.
And Rocco's thing. But Rocco is Vincent Vargas, the man himself, special operations back, just all around badass, man. So, love it.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Hey, Matt, but he is covering up his chin with a beard right now.
It is.
Which
it is.
I'm a little disappointed.
It goes away in a week. It goes
but
away in a week.
But he looks good, Ross. He really does.
Next week, I shave it.
Speaking about guys that look good, we have Big Dick Daddy, Ross Patterson.
I thought you were going straight to you.
Oh, stop. I'm blushing. This on our Valentine's Day episode, I'm blushing.
Listen,
right now.
For 60 years old, you look really good, dude.
Yeah, man.
Dude, a cool 60.
Man, you gotta, I am two summers older than you, and this is what
no,
I get.
You also have a 20-year-old.
I'm two summers older than you.
What are you, 40-something, and you have a 20-something dick? It's great. It's amazing.
Yeah.
My wife honestly jokes about how he doesn't age, because she compared.
He doesn't.
Dude, she compared a photo of him
in the new guy.
Ago,
I've
like
seen
years
that,
ago.
Dude. He does not fucking age, dude.
Dude, your
he's
picture.
He's like a fucking witch.
Age. Hey, I know what happened.
Ross is a witch.
I know what happened.
Botox.
Ross, I've seen those movies where people go to the crossroads and they sell their soul to the devil.
Oh shit!
And I'm saying,
I love that fucking movie.
Yes.
Dude. Oh my god. I've seen
No
Brother We're Out though.
And I'm saying,
I've seen No Brother We're Out.
There's something weird, Ross.
It's me. Here's the thing. It's me, Pharrell, and Gwen Stefani, and we're beating fucking time, dude.
I love it.
Dude. We're beating fucking time. Go look at any pictures of me, Pharrell, or Gwen Stefani from either 10 or 15 years ago. Same fucking person.
But no, his
same
face,
goddamn person.
His face shows it, but his dick has the rings.
Yeah.
Like he's got
like
the
a tree.
The age ring.
Yeah, like a tree.
Yeah, his dick's got the age ring.
So we're here,
but
the
no,
crew.
It doesn't. My dick has Wi-Fi. It's so big it has Wi-Fi.
Listen, I'm going to log in with my math later.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Can you customize the password on your dick's Wi-Fi?
Oh,
I can't.
It's a little too long. You can't log in.
Yeah, my dick's Wi-Fi is the Second Amendment. So if you just spell out the whole thing, that's my Wi-Fi password.
Jared Taylor to Vincent Vargas, Mr. Ross Patterson, and myself, Mr. Matt Best. We want to say welcome to Drinking Bros.
Welcome to Drinking Bros.
The Valentine's Day episode.
Your one-stop shop to be the most romantic dude that gets broken up with on the 14th.
Yeah.
I think we should throw some sponsors. sponsors out there, and then I think we should get into some ridiculousness.
All right, we're going to go with the sponsors. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's episode is brought to you by the most epic piece of American literature ever written. At night she cries while he rides his...
Yes, the first ever romance novel for dudes. On Valentine's Day, ladies, get your man something. Get your man something.
It
get
is
him a
as
book.
If you Grab could take you porn and put it on a piece of paper. At night she cries while he rides his steed has given men boners across the United States from San Francisco to Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. I like that a lot.
We're doing sound effects over here.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, we're on number two podcast.
Some
we're
of the greatest nectar of the gods you will ever feast into your little tummies. Mm. Lead Slinger's whiskey. It comes with a money back guarantee to make your beard bigger and your dick stronger.
Yeah,
I like stronger. Your beard bigger.
Oh yeah, or whiskey dick.
Those are two. Those are two things you can't really prove. Hey, your beard looks stronger.
It is. No, your dick looks stronger.
Your beard's definitely bigger because it's been time. Yeah. And then your dick is definitely stronger, bro. I mean, have you ever lifted
there's
with
more
it?
Blood in there, dude.
You're doing 235s today. No bigs.
One cock push.
Or, hey, look, if somebody does return it, you make them slam their dick up on the counter and be like, all right, cool. Your dick looks weak.
I will be self-promotional. Something very cool about Lead Slinger's whiskey, it is almost all special operations background
almost
owned.
All.
Sorry, Jared. But I just kidding.
Well, technically,
Way to bring it down, Jared.
Jumped into that category.
That is true. We might
because
be good.
Because Zach is on a deployment right now, supporting some very nice black folks.
Wait, black?
Black ops.
Yeah.
Is that what they call them?
Black ops.
That's what the civilians call them. They call them black ops.
Zach is with black ops right now.
Here's the funny thing. When anyone ever tells me, like, yeah, man, I've done some black ops.
I've done dark ops.
I stop listening.
I'm completely going to change this, and I'm going to tell a quick story, man. My fifth.
All right, before you do, Black Ops Matter. Black Ops Matter.
Dude, that's a great shirt.
Ross,
I'll tell you how
you know you're going to get laid in the special operations community right here. My fifth deployment, I'm in Balad. And we're hanging out at the pool.
Area
so we
J.
were doing night what? Operations, yada,
Area
yada.
J.
We'd come back.
Area J.
Shut up. And so I'm sitting at a pool. You know, back in those days, it was a big fob. We were killing motherfuckers like crazy. It was great. But long story short, I'm sitting in the pool, and there's this fucking beautiful Air Force girl in a bikini. I'm like, there's no way I'm getting laid. I swim over her.
AC-130 gun bunny.
Because, Ross, we all wear different, attire over there. So we wear like just black shorts, so you obviously know we're not fucking regular army guys, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I swim over next to her and just kind of chilling, and then this is literally the words out of her mouth. She goes, "Hey, are you like Black Ops?" And I was just like, "That's the gayest term ever." I was like, "Yes, I am." fast forward about a week, I was fucking her in my Hilux.
Black Ops. Black Ops.
Ew.
It was a good time.
Hey, at any point was she a civilian? By the way,
No, she was in the Air Force. She's security forces. But it was literally like that deployment was the epitome of what manliness would want to be. You're literally leaving out at like 10 p.m., shooting people in the face all night, coming back, going to a pool, tanning at a pool, and then fucking a hot-ass Air Force girl. I was like, if this could be my life for the rest of my whole entire life,
that is the
Air
Force hierarchy, though. Like, that's what it's like for us. Like, we're a beret wearer, so there's three. You got the combat controllers, you got the PJs, and you got us, the TACPs.
But Jared, are you shooting people in the face and then tanning yourself?
Well, I mean,
their mission's a little different.
We do some different shit.
Why do you think the Air Force girls bang army guys? Am I right, Rocco?
Hey, when we're on an Air Force base, all you got to do is have that beret, and then they want to talk.
Bing, bang, boom. It's
called the beret lay. There's actually a name for it. Wow. Oh, I got a beret lay.
In my three deployments, man, I don't think I saw maybe one or two women. I remember my mom sent me a letter. And it smelled amazing.
Yeah,
and
you smell it. You're like,
yeah, you're like, oh, God, yeah, gross. Who sent this? And I was like, my mom. Ew. Dude, because you never even smell women, dude.
Well,
So that, on that note, sorry, one sec, JT. That was the first deployment that we'd been around women, because you know, because
yeah,
we've
got our own campuses, dude.
We're always so ostracized from everybody else, and that one deployment, like, you're gonna let me have a Hilux where I can drive to Maine Post.
Crazy. Awesome. We're gonna finish our sponsors, and then we'll go back.
Fuck it, let's go.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Michael Bay's film 13 Hours: The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. Who Chris Tonto Peranto is a very good personal friend of ours, and he will always be a good personal friend of ours. And if anybody talks shit on him, fuck you, because we will be there. Fuck
with,
everybody
with dicks
else.
Out, ready to
dicks
butt
out.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we'll be ready
to
butt fuck. Wait, what?
We're like two dragons. And then who is our final sponsor on this one? We just
Helen Keller versus Nightwolf.
There it is.
Wait, Ross. What's Helen Keller?
Both movies are equally the same, by the way.
What's Helen Keller?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm tapping the microphone. I couldn't see or hear you. Okay. Yeah. Helen Keller.
Oh, I got the joke.
Listeners, everyone that listens to this episode, you can watch Helen Keller versus Nightwolf for free. On YouTube.
For free.
Yep.
All you have
YouTube,
to do is search.
And if you want, hey, and I will say this, even though I gave it away for free to the world, everybody's been buying the DVD on fucking Amazon, so I've been stoked.
That's awesome, man.
And we actually, we're actually in it.
We're in the whole thing.
Yeah.
We are.
All of us. The whole crew is in the movie. All four
I gotta admit,
of us.
Ross, I never thought I would film for one day and be in a movie that much.
I never thought I'd film for one day and be that tired. We were exhausted.
Yeah, well... Welcome to a St. James movie. Welcome to a St. James
talk
Street
about
James
that,
movie.
How I text you the night before and I'm like, hey, dude, I got to go to this fucking selection thing. Am I going to fuck you if I don't show up? And you're like, yeah, you know, a night before.
No, you were fucking with my life at that point.
Yeah.
I finally had Ross Patterson on our side. It was
Matt
like,
had
yes.
8 pages of dialogue, and it's like, oh, hey, can I bounce, or are we good?
Listen,
we're good. Like, you could find somebody, right? It's only 8 pages of dialogue.
Well,
imagine that. Now knowing what you knowing, imagine if somebody would have called you on range 15 and said, oh, hey, we lost the colonel.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're right, dude. You're right. But I took a fucking hit on there. I showed up at, like, 3 in the morning and then had to be running, I think, 12 miles at 7 a.m. So I fucking ate that one hard, but
we did.
Hey,
but
hey, Matt, I retired.
You know what we always say on the show. Thank you for your service.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm no Jared Taylor. I'm a Matt Best.
Yeah,
you're not. But hey, it is the Valentine's Day episode. It is the Valentine's Day episode. If we could date anybody, it would be Jared because we know he's going to put out.
You don't know that.
What? We know that.
What? Yeah, we do.
We do know that.
I feel like I would bang Rocco, like, if you're a chick.
Whoa.
But then I would date Jared, just because Jared is so, like, he would lock himself in his room where you never have to worry about him. He's going to invite people over. You don't care about it. But, like, he has these moments of brilliance where you're like, where did that come from, dude? And, like, that would be fun.
You'd only have to hang out with me, like, 2 days a week.
Exactly.
Because I'd be doing weird shit.
Exactly.
The rest of you.
Like,
Matt, I'm gonna post you up then. I'm going to post you up on this one. In a game of Fuck, Marry, Kill, who is Jared?
Oh.
With you three?
Yeah.
Oh,
with
my
us
God.
Three.
We're
Fuck,
doing
marry,
this?
Kill. Who's Jared?
Dude, I got to admit, I wouldn't kill any of you guys. Shit.
But you have to.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
The game.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
The game, Matt. You got to kill somebody. You've
dude,
killed
I know
strangers.
Exactly who you should.
All right. So I oh, fuck. Okay. You're going to put it that way. I would fuck you, Ross.
Ooh.
I would.
Wow.
I would,
okay.
I would marry Rocco and I'd kill Jared.
That would be so hard.
Rocco and I we know each other.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah,
like,
that's easy. It's an easy marriage.
It's
bro.
Not like, yeah,
an
it's
easy
like,
marriage.
I would,
hey, bro.
I would hold the handle of the knife and just look into your eyes like.
No one can see the face he's making right now, but it is so gross.
So sad.
He's sad. He's crying. Crying eyes. Puppy
like,
crying.
I feel who's Jared is entrapped in like a 1990s fucking romance novel. So I feel like in like 1998, I would want to have a summer fling with Jared because it'd be so much fun.
Just
you know?
A little,
but only 3 months. After 3 months, I'd be like, I'm done.
Well, yeah, that's
so Jared. So Jared, who's your fuck, marry, kill out of the group?
Well, I would want to kill you just because it would be theatrical. Like it would not be a boring feat. It would be like I honestly think you to me would be like Bill Murray on your deathbed in that zombie movie where you're still making jokes as your last breath, just because. So
yeah,
you're
I definitely go out like that. Yeah.
You know, I'd marry Rocco because I wouldn't marry Matt. He'd cheat on me.
Oh, dude, that's a fucking win.
You know it's
that
true.
Comment.
You know it's
bro.
True.
I don't think we've ever laughed that hard on a podcast.
I'm just kidding. That Mel, it's all lies.
No, because
I'm
not hot.
He's crying. Jared is crying. Literally, tears coming out of his fucking face. Oh my god, dude!
That was Jared. Give me a fucking
hands
high five,
out.
Dude.
One of the funniest,
that was fucking epic,
funniest
dude.
Fucking things I've ever heard.
Holy shit! I wouldn't marry. It was so sincere. Yeah, he goes, I wouldn't marry Matt because he would cheat on me.
He goes, and I'm not good looking.
You. Fucking fuck. Oh, god damn. Thank you.
That was amazing, bro.
So Rocco, who's your fuck, marry, kill?
So you're going to marry Rocco?
Yeah.
And were you fucking me then?
Yeah. I mean, because you just have to have your experience and then let it go.
You answered these so disgusting. It's so
slit his fingers.
Yeah. I think I would I'd fuck Ross. I'd kill JT and I'd marry Matt.
God
damn.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oh, same, dude. Yeah.
You guys are samesies over there. You're
as
samesies
if I wouldn't
there.
Come up with some scheme that got you invited to the White House and made you rich.
I'm sure you would. No, it's not about that.
But I'd be dead.
It's about who you...
I'd be dead.
I haven't laughed that hard in a while, dude. Thank you.
Hey, Ross.
So
bad,
you'd be
man.
Stuck
Ross,
in a single
oh,
with Matt.
Shit.
Yeah, I want to hear Ross's. I want to hear Ross's.
So, Ross, what is your fuck, marry, kill?
I want to know.
My fuck, marry, kill out of the group?
Yeah.
I'd kill Jared.
God
I'd kill
damn
Jared
it.
He killed me.
God
he killed
damn
me. Three for three.
You're so full of shit.
I have to kill Jared.
You're not gonna
I
have
to
fun
you,
with
you
any of these
me.
Assholes.
No, it's not about that, Jared. You killed me. I have to kill you now. It's
no,
a lover
it's
scorned
no, it's
lover
not,
situation.
Because you know
it is.
I'm talking about the 7 year mark. The 7 year mark with any of these two, you're going to be fucking wanting an exit strategy.
Jared, you just
so
killed
true.
like
so
2 minutes ago. You just killed me. You just killed me 2 minutes ago.
Wait, are you judging this decision off of or basing this decision off of animosity or is this like what you truly believe?
No, yeah. Look, I'm a dark motherfucker. Like you just killed me, Jared, and then you said how you would do it. So now I've got to kill you.
Wow.
Okay. But I want to know, are you going to fuck me or are you going to marry me, Ross?
I'm going to fuck you, Matt. I'm definitely going to fuck you.
Why am I always
because
the side
I don't think
piece.
Big Poppy's
here's the thing.
I told you
got to
enjoy it for one night
think,
and then leave it there.
Yeah, and I don't think Rocco allows himself to be fucked for a night.
Boom,
you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
That's a long-term thing.
But, I mean, you can
that's
get
a long-term
I mean,
thing.
You're looking at semantics now.
Yeah,
like,
but still, you can't be married to Rocco. Look at you two in a bed together. They don't
yeah,
make a bed
that's
that big.
Like
they don't make a bed that
it's a California
big.
King.
Yeah,
it's a California
be,
king.
A huge
it's okay, not wider, Ross.
It's, not,
it's only longer.
Longer
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The bullshit of California kings, they're not
yeah.
wider.
They're not
longer.
I'm a longer
yeah,
guy.
Longer.
You know what
you
I'm saying?
You get an extra 6 inches on the feet. That's fucking bullshit.
Plus, you guys would have like God, seven kids sleeping in that bitch with you.
I'd get an Abraham Lincoln bed. I'd get an Abraham Lincoln
what
bed.
That?
One that's really long.
There's no headboard. Oh, didn't.
Oh, hi-oh.
No, I think this is horseshit because you're not going to get along with Rocco.
Why?
I agree.
Why would you get along
you
with Rocco?
You guys
would
have a good marriage.
No.
You and Ross?
Ross
no.
would have way
Jared,
more fun
wait, but did everybody kill Jared? Everybody killed Jared,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rocco and you are too alpha,
everyone.
Dude. Ross, you and Rocco are too alpha. Like, Jared and I are more submissive once in a while. I'm cool with anything until I'm like, fuck that.
You
dude.
You and Rocco would fight over where the fucking Christmas tree
exactly.
is supposed to go.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And all your friends would hate you both because all you would do, you would be that couple on the
but
Hawaii
would,
vacation.
They would
just fighting.
But they would violently fuck and make it up. So
oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, you know.
It would just be a hammer. They would call it hammer time.
Yeah.
You made me so mad, I'm ready to go hammer time.
Hammer time.
Yeah. We should call I'm sick of you. It's hammer time.
We got to call this episode Hammer Time.
I feel like it is.
We do.
It is the Valentine's Day episode. I feel like you would write a note to Ross and be like, call me Journey because I don't stop believing.
No, he wouldn't. He would just write on the fridge with a knife. He would carve into it like, you left, there's no toilet paper in the house, fuck face. Like,
dude, I'm a real
you guys would
dude.
Argue. Yeah, but you would argue.
We probably would.
Yeah,
though. Yeah.
Because who's going to buy toilet paper?
Yeah, you? No, but I think Rocco cleans. You would clean. You clean up, Rocco.
I and clean nice more than that, motherfucker.
Yeah, Jared cleans the most. We have wives that are amazing. I'm just
You've
kidding.
Made a poor
Jared,
decision,
Jared, you don't
Ross.
Even shower, so it's hard. That's a hard one. You need to shower.
Hey, you know what he's thinking? Me and Ross, we watch sports. We can watch sports together.
Sports
you
too.
Watch sports, but we watch like other
you,
sports
you
too.
You don't need everything
I watch,
to be
I'm like, I'm
the
trying
same.
To get the title.
Hey, I said I'd marry you, bro.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Did.
Don't get me. I'm just,
okay,
I'm just.
Cool, cool. Thanks, bro.
You don't need to. You don't need to do everything together.
We're all getting jealous. Over
we're
here.
Not
like, hey, yo,
do everything together.
Hey, you yeah. saying you wouldn't buff
but I'm
me,
just
bro?
Saying.
He has sports. And he's like, I'm going to the sports bar. I'd be like, cool.
Yeah, okay. You know, I tell. Yeah, let's go. Let's get fucking drunk too. But
yeah.
Dude, and
Rocco,
it doesn't work.
Guess who's going to
it
that sports
work.
Bar with you? I'm going to that sports bar with
there
you,
you,
Rocco.
Go.
Hey, no, Ross.
It's boom. Cool. It doesn't work like that.
Ross, I actually asked Jared this question, if he'd marry, fuck, or kill one with Evan, and he said all but kill. So we know where his heart lies. He wants to marry,
yeah.
fuck, and then indirectly kill Evan at the same time.
We would just
so.
Fake it. It would be like plastic swords. Like, hey.
I think you got
so gross.
I think you guys would kill each other.
Like Star Wars?
I think they would kill each other together in a blaze of passion. Yeah. I think you guys would both kill each other in a blaze of passion. Like 1, 2, 3.
We would take
style.
The potion. We would take the Romeo and Juliet potion.
So what's up? We got Valentine's Day going on, Ross. Lay some knowledge on Valentine's
yeah.
Day, buddy.
Oh boy, I get a lot of knowledge on Valentine's Day, but first what are we drinking? What are we drinking real quick?
Oh, we haven't touched that yet.
God. Yeah.
Listen, I think we're all drinking the same shit. We're knocking out two podcasts tonight. I'm getting fucking drunk off some lead singers.
I got some Deep Eddie vodka from Austin, Texas.
Eddies.
It's one of my favorite.
I'm going Tito's.
It's one of my favorites.
I'm going Tito's and Ice, my friend. Tito's and Ice.
Dude, I gotta admit, Tito's is on point, man. They are like what we wish we could be.
Yeah,
man,
they've done it right.
So legit, dude.
They've done it right.
What are you drinking, bitch?
I'm sipping from the bottle of Letzlinger's where Matt's drinking from.
You are sipping. I'm pouring. You're sipping.
Yeah, I'm just sipping.
Getting
yeah.
after it. I like
you
it.
You are sipping. Hey, Rocco, so you have any big plans with your lady for this Valentine's Day? What are you doing?
No, man. Usually on Valentine's Day, I try to cook a nice meal. So right now I've been kind of Googling, looking for a cool meal that I could try and put together and be successful at. And then, you know, I usually do the normal.
Is it Mexican?
No, it's actually something. It's usually going to be some kind of steak or some kind of, you know, pastas and shit like that. I really try and do something extreme with
tube
cooking.
Steak.
But besides that, no tube steak. No. That comes after dinner.
No
after
tube steak?
That's yeah. dessert.
Yeah, but after
well,
that,
hey, maybe any of our drinking bros out there can submit their recipes to you on the Drinking Bros
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We have any cooks
fan
out there,
page?
Awesome.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah. my daughter usually does the dessert for me. She cooks dessert real good, so we'll do that. I usually have the kids but I usually have the kids help out. But I'll probably do some kind of flowers, something different. I don't like to do the red roses or the white roses. I try and do something like exotic and different. And then you know, we'll see what goes from there.
I'm just waiting my turn. While I hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Hey, Gene.
There we go.
Jared. Back to Jared.
I've never done it. I don't think.
No.
I mean,
wow, ever in your whole life?
Well, me and Caitlin, like, she always gets me really cool shit.
Yeah.
Like, every one of her gifts is always awesome.
She's a boss. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, a drone, a Wacom tablet where I could draw and illustrate.
A lot of thinking goes on.
You're really not deserving of it, but Caitlin is
like, slider. Like, everything she's ever got me furthered our production assets and everything, and it's great. shit, I don't know.
I just like the fact that it's pushed your relationship further apart.
Yeah. What?
Everything she gets you pushes your relationship further apart.
Because it's production stuff. So it's like, oh, thanks for this. I'm going to spend hours doing this. And not
here's a drone. I'm going to go fly it all night long.
Do you ever think she gets it on purpose, though, Jared, where she's just like, oh, hey, here's this drone. Go fly it for 9 days. I'll see you in 9 days.
No, I think she genuinely just knows that's what's going to make him happy, and she goes out of way to do it, which
she's,
is like the sweetest.
I like
the expert
gift. I like
giver.
That.
Yeah.
Expert.
She
like,
really
level.
Is. That you is know, it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would talk about Mel's gift giving, but she sucks at it. So.
Wait, literally, or what are you talking about?
Well, no, I mean, she wants to fuck more than I do, but I'm just saying, like, Mel's a gift giver. She's like, I got us this. I'm like, you bought that for yourself just and gave it to me as a gift.
I gave my wife a vacuum.
Yeah.
She really wanted
it's a Victoria's Secret gift card. A Victoria's Secret gift card.
It's well, I would be cool with that. It's a gift that's given. Like, I bought myself a
Dyson.
Got
17 boxes of wine. Yeah.
No, this is how it goes down. Literally, it's like, baby, I unwrap a Dyson fucking vacuum, and she's like, "Well, I bought it with your credit card, but I'm gonna clean the house." I'm like, oh,
"Yay!"
Fuck. Yay. Yay. Best 30th birthday ever. This is super cool.
This is good for all
of us. But I don't have to clean the house. So props to her. She's fucking, she's a hard worker. So fuck Valentine's Day, Ross.
Yeah, no, wow. I hear you.
All right.
I hear
Ross,
you.
Ross, what's your
I hear
plans?
You.
Because, you know, you got your lady. What
look,
you can do?
I go super low key. So it starts around 8 a.m. I release 90 white doves. They're super rare.
Oh, wow.
So I release the white doves, and then I profess my love.
I'm already embarrassed with my answer.
Yeah. Mike Tyson then releases a set of pigeons after that. He comes over to the house.
A set of pigeons.
Then we casually, again, super low key, we take a limo to our blimp, and then we get on a blimp and then go for a blimp ride around the city. Yeah, no, yeah. I usually take her to, like, you know, an inauspicuous, really expensive dinner. And we have a nice time.
Is this like
with that.
Your time? Dude. Is this like where you do the reset of you won't find anyone better than me, so don't try, bitch?
No. Here's what it is. Well,
I want to interrupt right now, Ross, because you.
My parents got married on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
Dude, you indirectly could not have made a better segue to the rant that I'm about to do.
Go ahead, Matthew Best. Go ahead.
Let's hear it. So He-Man woman haters.
Nah, dude. So this is the thing. You literally just said that on Valentine's Day, you have to do this whatever big fucking show of a dinner.
I don't have to.
I know
I
you
do
don't
because I love.
Your wife is one of the most amazing people I've ever met, but I'm saying that's
she is awesome.
What your obligation is, right? This is what.
No, you know, I like it. But my parents got married on Valentine's Day, so
I
let me preface it by saying that.
On Valentine's Day, and it cost
which
me a,
one?
It cost me a lot of lawyer fees and a lot of blackmail. Oh, so we can go down that road. No, dude, this is my problem with Valentine's Day. And this is what I stay to. I like the idea of, like, having a day where, like, hey, spend this with your significant other. But Valentine's Day itself is based off expectations, right? So expectations on Valentine's Day, and a lot of girls are this way, and guys too, are who did the thing better, right? I went to this dinner. I went to that. It shouldn't be about that. It should be about spending quality time with your significant other.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be about, like,
that's what Facebook does now, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's social
a bragging
media.
Now.
Dude, yeah. We can get in this whole fucking grand thing, but at the end of the day, it's like, oh, Vince, oh, you only bought a dozen roses. I bought a baker dozen.
Yeah. Like, well, no. Now it's Facebook cool. is like,
right.
I bet you right now on February 14th, we're going to see every fucking dumb chick online go, my boyfriend, my husband's the greatest fucking person
right.
ever. He got
exactly.
me a pool full of fucking bulldog beer yeah. and roses. And then, of course, your wife comes in like, well, Shelly got
so my cool. wife, if my wife ever compared, it's on. Like, it's the thing.
But
it's,
that's not.
I know what you're saying. My problem is, like, I don't think I've given her, like, don't ever expect, like, this and that. Like, this is just one of those days.
I'm not saying she is.
I'm
saying
know,
the
I'm
holiday
saying
itself.
Fake snow?
I think,
they never expect fake snow. That's too expensive.
Yeah.
Involves, like, three machines, a preparatory
I don't know, man.
Piece.
I think it's one of those things, man, where, like, I don't want to ever give in to just because society thinks today is or that day
I'll
is.
I'll tell you what,
day.
Guys. I'm going to give some goddamn advice. Are you still there, Ross?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm listening loud.
Goddamn
advice.
Wait the fuck up.
What the
listen
God
up.
Damn advice.
I'm quiet
listen,
as a fucking
and
church
a
mouse
because
I know
day.
My wife's going to listen to this shit.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
The reason you should listen to my advice is because I have probably some of the most failed relationships on this world.
Listen,
I have,
kill your wife.
No. No. Hey, listen, at the end of the day, and this is what I live by, man. Like things that make people happy are unexpected, like, nuances, right? So, like, I could buy my chick a bunch of roses and do all this crazy shit for Valentine's Day.
Gay.
It's expected, right? I don't do that. Mel and I don't do that. And I appreciate that she doesn't want that. But when it's like a Wednesday on March fucking 20th and I come home with flowers and I say I love you, she's like, holy fuck, man, that was special. Because that's what's more important in a relationship is like the day-to-day grind of like knowing that you're looking out for your significant other and they're looking out for you, man. Like that's what a relationship is. It's like the sum is greater than the parts, right? It's such a gay analogy, but like it's about being a team. And Valentine's Day is, I know I hate every fucking holiday. I feel like that's, I'm that guy. But
and
like,
you're like, oh shit, I didn't pay the water bill. And she's like, I got the water bill. You're like,
fuck yeah. That's hot as fuck, dude. So it's like, fuck this whole thing with Valentine's Day. It's like, well, cause, and I'm going
to
watch the debauchery.
I need to pay the water bill.
On February 15th, all these people that are going to get engaged. I was one of them, man. I got engaged on fucking, it was the worst decision
double
of my life.
Double gay.
Because I fell into it. But we're good, man.
You guys
life is good.
Hey, here's the thing, man. It's not for me. I guess it's how you take it, man. I don't see it that way. I see it as, okay, everyone recognizes it as one of these romantic days. Well, I'll make sure I take the time and actually try and be romantic, but I try not to go out of my way and spend like all this money, but just because I know that's like,
Rocco,
what's expected.
You're a good husband every day, so that kind of diffuses the whole point I'm making.
Semi.
I don't clean. I don't clean.
Fuck cleaning.
You don't
I'll
throw
cook,
it through
cook,
windows.
Bitch.
I mean, that's pretty good.
That's good.
It's like, better than Chris Brown. Ooh.
Oh,
do you get my point though, Ross? I do.
I do. Everybody's different. Everybody's different on Valentine's Day. I get it. Everybody's got their own reasoning.
You use
Rocco
it to
and
have
I are,
a good time.
Rocco and I are better people. Rocco and I are better humans than you guys. And that's
listen.
It's
I
fine.
Guarantee
we love our wives. And
listen,
you don't.
Mel is
you
know? Going to get some flowers, some candles, and a lot of dick on Valentine's Day, and she will be a
How
happy
much?
Girl.
How much?
How much candles? Candles?
All,
you're saying?
All no. 2 inches, dude. I'm
no,
throwing
I mean,
all
like,
2 inches.
Are you going for a 3-a-day on Feb 14th?
Dude, we do 3-a-day on normal.
Ooh, that's, oh, I'm already.
Do you get all hopped? You get all hopped
dude,
up on Cialis
I gotta
and really
you.
Go for it? Like really
I've got, I've got a serious medical question since I think I brought this up in Vegas.
Uh-oh.
I'm losing my hearing when I'm jerking off.
Yeah, that happens.
That's bad, right?
No, it's something to do with like, it's something to do with blood pressure.
Is it really?
Something
really?
To do with blood pressure, yeah.
Really? Like so when yeah, it's like hearing shuts off, I hear almost like dubstep
and then it goes
oh, man. Boom.
Yeah, and then my ears are ringing, and I come. I almost pass out. My vision gets blurred, and then I'm back.
I have the same problem. I don't know what that is. No clue. That
you're,
is
this a real so thing? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You're back,
yes.
You hear a,
I literally,
you guys are going to have heart attacks. You hear attacks. A percussion grenade?
Dude,
yeah.
Dude,
you
hear something with that too. I have the same fucking thing,
dude.
Dude,
hearing goes out.
Yeah.
Vision gets blurry. You almost pass out, but then you're like, "Oh, that was awesome."
Yeah, like I don't know what that is. I think it's also because I do a
what
lot of.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I almost slammed into the side of the
what
shower
the
today.
What the fuck?
Just
Ross, Ross, save us! Ross, save us!
Yeah, it's so you're hearing like a percussion grenade is what you're saying, like,
dude.
That's what
it,
like,
to
it's
you
like
guys?
You just
seriously?
Walked through one. Yeah,
like as soon as it goes. Hearing stops and you just hear gar, 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 and then a large whine like pee.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So every time you beat off, it's like
not
the,
every
it's
time.
Like the ending
it's,
of her.
If it's a violent,
water.
If it's
I
a
honestly,
violent one.
I know. I honestly think it might have something to do with hot water because it
Maybe.
Only happens in the shower.
I don't know. I think it's overheating
what?
Bodies.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'll tell you, man, I don't know, man, but yeah. It's
Happy
funny.
Valentine's
right,
Day,
so
ladies. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm not a scientist, but it's called when it's things are hot, your vessels are dilated, which means more oxygen and blood flow to your heart, which is if you have
no, I'm not getting oxygen.
Issue,
that's why I'm almost passing out.
But if you have a high blood pressure issue, it releases your vessels are more dilated.
I know. We got to
so.
See. We got.
We should check.
I would go to a doctor.
If there's any doctors listening,
yeah. Go
yeah,
to a
if
doctor.
If you're a
you
doctor
weirdos.
And you, or if you're a
God
person that
it.
Suffers from going deaf during. Jerking off, please.
Or intercourse, or intercourse. I've had that happen.
I've not had
dude,
it. Like,
I had to tell Julie, I was like, "Oh man, is there something wrong? My hearing gone,
ringing like a concussion."
Yeah, it's weird. Like we just went through, just breached a couple doors.
Well, just a fucking IED, just right on the side of the road, off a Yarmouk traffic circle, bro. You remember Yarmouk?
Yeah.
That's a Mosul joke.
That's a Mosul
skate
joke.
Skate.
God, that town.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Ross.
Sorry, Ross. We had a medical issue.
Yeah, they got real
no,
weird.
No, I get it. I get it. Hey, congratulations. Again, happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's.
Really winning them over. And by the way, Jared, you asked me a creepy question today, Jared, and I want to get into this.
I didn't ask you
it was
a creepy
real weird.
Question.
You did. You said you asked me who my favorite childhood girlfriend was under 16.
Yeah,
what
pre-16.
The hell?
The reason why I say pre-16 yeah. is because dating was weird before you could drive.
No, that's
because
a weird
it was question. Always either your house or her house. There was never any privacy. You always had those weird rules, doors open, all that shit. You could be caught by fucking parents. Like, so what was your favorite, Rocco, you're first. What was your favorite girlfriend pre-16?
I honestly didn't have a girlfriend until 17.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Really, I'm serious. That's
are you fucking kidding me, Rocco?
I swear.
Are you kidding
dude,
me?
Dude, I had this whole, my dad was like, listen, girls are going to ruin your life.
I'm going to go piss and let you guys handle this.
Yeah, I was saying, girls are going to ruin your life. You know, girl, it's kind of that whole dad talk, like girls are not going to do, once you get your mind on girls, you're not going to do what you want to do. And baseball is so important to me. I was so nervous about talking to girls that it was going to ruin my chances of becoming a professional baseball player. And I didn't have a girlfriend until the summer of 11th to 12th, you know, and
you're already driving.
Yeah. So it's different.
So you had places, parking lots, that was my, cars.
Yeah. You had places to go. Yeah. You had places to go.
Because things dramatically changed once I started driving. So I wanted to ask Ross what his favorite
what was.
Your,
yeah.
Let's
yeah,
go
yeah,
Ross.
No, no, no.
Yeah, let's hear Ross.
I man, this is a toss up. There was a couple girls in the neighborhood. Things that are close. You know, girls that were really, really close. But then I will say this. I was the youngest in my little group of friends, so they were driving before me. So older friends were driving, and then I would hook up like in the back seats of their cars while I would make them drive me around.
Oh man,
which was really fucked up because I could see their eyes. So it'd be like, Jared, if you were driving me and then making eye contact with me in the rear view mirror, that's what it was like.
I mean, I've had that happen a lot of times with Matt, everybody, like shit. I mean, who hasn't?
Yeah,
in the back of my car.
Well, what kind of car do you drive for the audience? Let the audience know what kind
right
of car
now?
You drive. Yes.
A Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee.
There it is.
Thank you. 2013.
But that's a comfortable vehicle.
It is. Leather seats.
That's a comfortable vehicle.
It's got dual climate control. No worries.
Yeah.
It's got a hard
drive.
So
imagine imagine a Mazda Miata.
Oh, God.
Things are a little tight back there.
Dude, there's no back
the space
seats
is cramped as is.
That's funny.
There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to hide.
No, not at all.
Hilarious.
Who was yours, Jared? Yeah. Who was your girl? Yeah.
It was eighth grade, I think, was the coolest one. Because I started, my first, I'd say, real girlfriend was first week of seventh grade.
Wow.
That's when I first made out with a girl.
Damn.
That's when I started raping.
Okay.
Chicks, yeah.
It was in October.
Yeah.
I know that.
Hey, Jared, mine was seventh grade, too, by the way, if we're going that far back.
That was my first makeout.
Seventh grade.
Building a mystery, Sarah McLachlan, a girl named Sarah Gagne. But my favorite one
building a mystery.
I can remember all of it.
God damn, man.
My favorite one was a girl named Maggie Rogers.
Like, it would be Maggie.
She was super cool.
Yeah.
She got me the coolest Christmas gift in my teenage years, which was at the time Blink had come out with that limited edition CD that was the Mark Thomas show.
Oh God, it's all 90s bands with you. It really is, and hasn't ended.
This is 1997 we're talking about.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying, like, do you think Maggie Rogers had this effect on your musical career?
Yes.
Because all you listen to is 90s music.
Because
shit.
I told her I'd already had the CD, but I would love to have an unopened copy, and that's what she got me for Christmas, was an unopened copy of Mark, Tom, and Travis Show, and I still have that sealed to this day.
Wow.
She snowboarded, so she was super cool. Like, we went snowboarding together.
He has these, like, romanticized...
Oh, right.
Like, historical representations of what his childhood.
Remember,
was,
I didn't like, do drugs as a kid. I remember fucking everything.
You don't.
Yeah, you have the memory.
You,
you have the memory
now,
of an elephant.
Just drink way too much.
Yeah,
like
but
me.
I. Still
yeah,
have
you have the memory of an elephant.
Sick memory. And she was just super.
Wait,
cool.
Wait, Ross.
I have no idea why we broke up.
Do elephants have good memories, Ross?
The best. So. They're the best goddamn animals with the best memories on the planet.
Oh, yeah. I need that memory, dude.
So,
if you sat down next to an elephant playing Jeopardy, the elephant
cheers.
Would house you.
Cheers!
Cheers to Maggie
cheers
Rogers.
Cheers to Maggie Rogers.
Maggie Rogers. Maggie!
You were awesome.
Maggie! So, hey, so Jared, mine was seventh grade also. I'll go, I think her name was Melissa or Missy Adamski, blonde hair.
Melissa.
I used to go hugest breasts back then.
Oh,
biggest
shit.
Breast back then, one in my, that yeah,
Maggie
in
had
my
good
book.
Jugs then.
That was before fake tits, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So she also used to ride a dinosaur to school, so it was a nice thing.
Oh, wow.
But
Biggest breasts, always got it. That girl was really hot. I don't know what happened to her. It was seventh grade. I lived in Florida for a year.
I hope she watched this podcast and listens.
No, I can't find the girl that I first made out with. She's disappeared too. Sarah Gagne.
Your nowhere childhood to be found stories are
Sarah Gagne?
Sarah Gagne.
Hey, did you call her Gagne West?
No, because Kanye. Sarah, the fuck is that?
Sarah Gagne West. It would be awesome if she married a guy named John West.
Kanye
and it was Sarah
was not
Gagne West
back then. So.
Kanye.
But he is now. He
likes to get.
So.
Well, she spelled her name
pegged.
Gagne. G-A-G-N-E.
Yeah, he likes
Gagne.
To get pegged.
Oh, was she French?
Wrong with a cool
was she
pagan,
French?
You know,
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know much about her.
There was
we
a baseball
for 3
player
weeks.
Named Eric Gagne for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
We made
years.
Out. That was it. Like after that, I maybe she dumped me because I was a bad kisser. I don't remember.
Oh,
there's
God.
A weird. There was a weird love triangle going on between me and her and Risa DiCicco.
Wow.
Oh. There's a Forever 21 name.
Risa
she shopped
recently,
at Forever 21.
Risa recently removed me from Facebook.
Throw their names out there.
Why?
Fuck.
Why?
I don't know.
Let's change. God damn.
Fucking
man.
Risa DiCicco and yeah, Sarah Gagne.
Fuck this
Risa
Valentine's
DiCicco.
Episode. You're going back to fucking old loves.
Dude, this is seventh grade. This is the first week of seventh grade.
Tell you what. There was a girl in seventh grade that I was good friends with, and I would say that, I guess you can say in that time we were boyfriend and girlfriend, but we really weren't. It was like, honestly, we barely even held hands. But then she stabbed the dude in the fucking throat.
That's
yeah,
right.
And my
That's
mother, right. yeah, my mother Gangster. Made me break up with her or stop talking to her, if you will, because all she did was call on the phone. And so I had to stop talking to her because she was banned from LA Unified School Districts.
No,
she had to get home study.
You know what's crazy about that time, Gangster. Though?
To live and die in
you
LA.
Had to call
yeah. To live and die in LA.
To live and die.
Yeah.
You had mothers and fathers that answered the phone, and you had to say,
Oh, yeah, the cordless phone that would run out of batteries, bro.
Is Sarah there? Is,
yeah.
I had a girl, Katie Pride, break my heart in seventh grade.
Oh, geez.
You guys are so funny.
Oh,
dead.
Boy.
Russ, I think what we need to go down with the end of, or whatever this episode is for Valentine's
We've
Day.
We've got a lot of time.
No, we're not ending the episode. I'm ending the fucking Valentine's
Why?
Day
we're,
talk.
Why? Me and Rocco are getting into
yeah,
some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is the fucking, Valentine's Day episode,
yeah.
Matt.
Matt. Shut the
Matt,
fuck
let
up.
Me, what? Let me put what? It on you then.
Where's your pre-16?
For Valentine's Day. Yeah. Who's your pre-16? Who is your favorite childhood girlfriend under 16?
Oh, man. Listen, I was a dude that hit puberty at like 17 right before I joined the Army, so I don't really have a pre-16 fucking girlfriend.
You had no girlfriends?
Dude, I dated this girl, man. I'll put this out there.
Either,
this
man.
Is funny.
I tried to rack them up as much as I could.
My first girlfriend.
All of them.
My first girlfriend, dude. Jared, you'll have a field day with this one, buddy.
I can't wait.
My first girlfriend was in eighth grade, I think, ish.
Yeah.
A vato, super fat Mexican girl.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear in my life, dude. So we were setting.
Was her name Christine?
No, I don't know what it was.
When you say fat, how big was she? How many pounds?
She. I don't know what like 16-year-old terms is. She was thick, dude. I mean, she was like super thick, but she had some ghetto booty.
A deuce and a half. Was
like,
she a deuce and a half?
She's the kind of girl where you sneeze on her,
dude,
and she gets pregnant.
Dude, if you got a 14-year-old that's weighing a deuce and a half, Ross, that's a big fucking 14-year-old.
But dude, I know. How dude, big was she, Matt?
No,
was she 200?
Man, I had a weird thing, man. I gone through my maybe it was like right before I started. I lost my virginity and shit, but like I met this girl. It was like eighth grade. We started chatting. We like did the whole love letter thing and all that, and. Yeah, real fucking weird, but vato Mexican neck tattoos and like
holy shit.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
That's why Rocco will marry me and I want to marry Rocco.
There's
love or
if we
fuck
ever go
Mary
down
Killen,
the road fuck Mary of virginity loss story, like mine is the most awkward fucking
I don't hear.
They always are. They
that's
always
a whole
are.
That's a whole episode
no,
to
yeah.
go down that road.
Yeah, it is.
I won't go
Wait,
that route.
But Matt Yo, Matt, I want an opinion. How big was this girl? So, if you were to fuck a fat celebrity, how big? Like, who is it?
She's like an Amy Schumer.
That's not that big.
Okay,
I think she's fat too.
Jared came to her defense immediately.
She's really. I mean, she's big. Like,
she's 165. She said she's 165.
Yeah. No, she's bigger than
she's
me.
She's not an Oprah Winfrey.
I've been
right?
next we'll to her. She's bigger than me, and I'm 220.
Wow.
Are you really?
Whoa!
No, I'm like
18. Dude, I weighed myself today. I was 225, bro.
I'm in the 260 still.
I know, but I'm big though.
You're getting big.
Yeah, look at my arms.
Shut the fuck up, Jared.
Dude, I did a workout.
Yeah, so, and whoever did that animation of Jared with huge biceps today, that made great. His world.
Dude, I know. I saw that. I was like, that's really misrepresentational of what Jared is. But no, that's cool, man.
I should go straight cartoon for all of my existence. Like, what's that band that does that? There's a whole band that does it.
I don't
know,
but wait, who's your fat celebrity?
Oh, yeah. Jared? Deadmau5.
Yeah. No, it's not Deadmau5. It's the other band. The one that's
Danger Mouse?
Nothing. Got sunshine.
Gorillas.
Gorillas.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
If I had to
The Gorillas.
A fat celebrity.
The Gorillas?
Yeah. Who's your fat celebrity?
Yeah. Who's your fattest?
Kristen Wiig.
Which one's that?
Shut the fuck up. She's 120. Oh, she's like 120.
She's a little thick in Wet Hot American Summer. It's
Natalie Portman.
She's a little thick in Wet Hot American Summer.
Pick one. Come on, cheater.
Can I don't know if I put that out. Natalie Portman, I'm obsessed with. Like,
really?
When she was in V for Vendetta and she shaved her head.
That's hot.
I'm like obsessed with
when
her.
When she did that rap for SNL.
Dude.
That's the hottest bitch ever.
That's why I have such an affliction things. For her, because with that fucking rap, dude, it was so fucking good.
Funny. Yeah, well, Natalie's rap, that was great.
Technically, my dick,
if you saw the photos this week of Hillary Duff on vacation, I mean, she could be my fat celebrity.
You're so fucking
She's single now. But she's single now, Jared.
She's big, Ross. Did you see her?
She's your speed. Like, you know, you guys will be able to walk.
Dude, that's so
to walk
funny.
Together. Ross, you'll be able to walk together.
She's your speed.
You'll both be out of breath.
Is Christina Ricci fat?
No,
she's not. No,
I haven't seen her since
dude. What the fuck, bro?
Just pick a real fat.
You
one.
Literally he's... keep naming people with bulimia. Like, just
name
like
a
no,
fat
pick
one.
Somebody
name
fat.
A fat one.
Ross, I think you and I could settle for this one. I think you and I want
Dolly Parton.
No, Adele. Ross and I want Adele.
I was gonna choose Adele. Oh. I was gonna pick Adele.
Yeah. Ross and I want to be on a Thailand fucking like coastal fucking cabin listening to a hello from the other side.
Dude, imagine
100%.
Drinking a Mai Tai, dude.
I was gonna pick Adele. No shit, I'm waiting for me to say Adele.
Yeah.
Like, I want to wake
you're
up. She's
whistling
cooking
in my beaver.
Singing
you're whistling
beautiful
in my beaver.
Songs, bro. Yep.
Like, I'm not even worried about it. Like, I will eat you out with your fat rolls.
I'm not saying all that.
Just to hear her voice.
She sings amazing.
Beautiful.
I want to, dude, seriously, serving you breaking an egg
and
in the
Gaga,
morning.
Apparently Lady Gaga, too.
She's not fat.
So I'm a little drunk, I know.
She's not fat. But Adele's a winner. I see Jared with Rebel Wilson.
Oh my God, dude.
Who is
from Pitch Perfect?
Pitch Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Is she Fat Amy?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I see the two of you.
She's
I see the two of you guys really getting along.
Who's the girl from Bridesmaid? That's big. She's from Europe.
I like her.
Funny.
Rebel Wilson.
Shit.
That's Rebel Wilson. Same one.
No, it's not.
Same girl.
No, it's not.
Yeah, she's also in Bridesmaids.
Oh,
yes,
no,
she's at the beginning. She lived with Kristen Wiig at the beginning.
Oh, I'm talking about the one that was in the flight.
You're talking about Melissa McCarthy. McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
She
right there.
Is hilarious.
Love her.
I'm still
she's
going
English,
Adele.
Isn't she?
I can't think of any good fat celebrities, though. Dude, you know what? Maybe Mimi from Drew Carey.
No, just think people that.
Oh, God.
I dropped
Jared,
my phone.
That's what? Too much. You've gone too far.
God damn.
What? What's wrong with that one?
Gross. Dude, she looks like Miss Piggy. Like a human Miss Piggy.
Stop.
I imagine how much she's. Never mind. I don't want to be rude.
Sweat.
Oh, Rocco, happy Valentine's Day again.
Yeah, I know.
Again.
I'm being rude and shit. God damn.
You can be like Beyonce and tell the single
Ross,
ladies,
from a Hollywood perspective, when you put out notes to cast something, does it say like fat, ugly girl?
It does. By the way, it does. And girls get super offended by it. Like, they'll leave. Like some people won't show up because of what you put. Like, oh, I'm looking for somebody slim, big busted, or whatever. A lot of girls dress the parts, and a lot of girls, like, so I've had people turn them down. Rose McGowan, the actress from Charmed, she quit Hollywood because of this. This happened to her.
What happened?
A breakdown came out with a description of the character, and it said we need the girls to be wearing tight sweaters and, you know, tight pants and like big cleavage, and she told them to go fuck themselves.
Dude, she was one of the biggest rising stars. Her look was different. She was like a Scarlett Johansson style kind of female.
Charms. What is it?
Dude, she was
is that
she
a
was
UPN
red.
Show?
No, it was a
is
like,
that UPN?
Isn't
she
like
just she just got divorced last week?
No way.
So she's single.
Was that on UPN?
No, I think it was WBN or some shit.
Oh, the WB?
Well, the WB, yeah.
What's that? WB.
Seventh Heaven. Which Seventh Heaven girl would you fuck?
Oh, come on. Why do we have to go to
Jessica Biel.
No, Jessica Biel. Absolutely not. I do the younger one.
Of course you are.
Of course you are. Of course you are, dude.
That's odd.
Shut up. What's her name, Rachel?
Jared, honestly, if I didn't know you, I think your last name was Fogel. I really would.
Oh, that's fucking
you always
damn.
Got the younger damn. One.
I didn't mean good. Like younger in a sense. I just liked her flat face.
Wait,
what?
She had bangs, dude. I like the bangs. Like when they.
So I need this from Ross right now. Ross. Mr. Ross Patterson. Yes. So we are going to launch. We have a couple of marketing things coming out in the next month. In about 2 months, we are going to do the annual Relinquish Your Fate charity challenge.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
So
it's going to be in March.
What
in
we
March.
Do is we offer up something that's fucking horrible that we don't want to do to raise money for a charitable organization. 100% of, not even proceeds, all the money that goes directly to the organization. Are you in?
I'm in. Absolutely. 100% I'm in.
So, now you have to choose
your fate.
I had to shave my mountain beer last year. Rocco got a tattoo, and Jared got tased.
Wait. I got a tattoo of an opposing company.
Yeah, you got a ranger up
this
tattoo.
This year I am telling Chef Barlow from Blue Air Training that he can't make me pass out in a fighter jet.
Yeah. He can. He's gonna make you fucking throw up.
Oh shit!
I'm just saying. When you tell a weapons school pilot like, you can't do something, like I'm gonna die probably.
Yeah, it'll be good though. I don't know what mine is. I think
I haven't thought of mine yet.
I want to play strip poker with Christy Mack.
Yeah, I think that should be it. Strip poker funny. With Christy Mack because that would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I might get another tattoo with something really stupid.
you got to do a different thing.
Okay, what?
You have to fight.
What are you afraid
fight
of?
Tim Kennedy.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh. I'm not afraid of that. I knew it's
no,
not gonna
I mean,
go
he's,
well.
He's gonna beat you up.
You should fight Tim Kennedy.
But that's the thing. I almost
said
that I would
Greg
fight
Jackson.
Tim because it'd be funnier because you're a good boxer, so it's almost like not funny.
He's gonna beat my ass, but.
Do
how about
big
this? How about this? How about this?
Do big gloves.
No, how about this? We'll go to the Jackson camp and whoever the big UFC guy is there, I'll spar with them.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That
we'll
be
get Greg on there.
Hilarious.
We'll have John Jones
or Holly
whoop
Holmes.
Your ass.
I'll spar with Holly.
Oh,
Holmes.
Dude. She'll whoop your ass.
She might whoop my ass.
Yeah. We'll
somebody awesome,
Ross.
You have to fight somebody awesome,
Ross. What would you want to do?
John Jones.
I'll tell you what. I'll take a punch from Rocco.
Oh fuck!
Wait,
where
in the face?
To where?
I'll take it. No, not in the face, because it's the fucking money maker.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Jeez,
that's
crazy.
That's what's putting food on the table. In the stomach. Oh. I'll take your best shot. I'll take your best shot in the stomach.
That's cool.
That's a fucking good one. That's a good one.
You realize how that's a stupid thing.
So Matt has to play strip poker with Christy Mack. Rocco's going to spar with a legit UFC fighter. I'm going to talk shit to a fucking world-renowned pilot. And Ross is going to take a punch from Rocco into the stomach.
Oof. God, I
feel yeah.
Like
and we'll,
hey,
we'll,
to raise
we'll video.
We did
no,
30
we gotta go up.
No,
we
no,
gotta
no.
Go.
We do 15 grand every year. If we make more, we make more.
Well, let's put it at 20.
Yeah.
Because
wait.
No, we don't,
I thought about this before.
Well, no, there's four of us now, so we need five per.
Well, here's
per.
The thing. I thought about this before. What if the two that don't reach their 5,000 goal?
Because then you got to do two separate
fundraisers. Yeah, then we're splitting it. It's weird.
It's funny. The relinquish your fate. The whole thing is you choose your fate.
Okay.
If we meet
the goal. So 20,000.
We're just trying to raise money.
20,000.
You know? I get what you're saying. It's a fucking hilarious idea. But then it's like, I mean, we'd crush them if it was you and I. I mean, Jared and fucking Ross. What are they going to do?
Are you kidding?
Fuck each other behind a dumpster?
I would pull some... Some strings.
some foolery.
Yeah.
Some tomfoolery. We would pull some tomfoolery on you guys.
We would do some crazy shit. Ross and I would take a loan into the bank for 100K.
We win. My credit score is it's amazing, you fucks. It's amazing.
That's good. So
hey, whoa. My credit score is not good because that bitch that I got engaged to on Valentine's Day.
Dude,
really?
I want to do a whole episode where we talk about her because I have so many stories.
No.
So many people think
we won't.
It's sad because no one knows the real story that you were the victim in this whole thing.
Well, we didn't need to do that.
She's super irrelevant, so we won't even bring
it up. It is true.
And
she's finally hidden back into her hole and said, I'm not going to win this.
And game. I'm sure it's the listening, that person. You can go fuck yourself, and you know that I'm right with it.
Dude, with a
Valentine's Day.
With a
cheers.
Please.
Cheers. Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
I want you to fuck yourself with a hot iron.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
all the way in there. That whole triangle.
Triangle? Why? They're triangle these days?
An iron?
They're triangle these days?
That's good. That's good.
Oh, an iron.
Like a hotel, like a hotel iron that's been left on for
It get left on where they went to Vegas to go gamble, and it's like burning a hole in the fucking thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you come back, that the iron's still on. You're like, oh, stick this in your vagina. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, fuse it closed. That'll be the best
hey,
for you.
Hey, well, on that happy Valentine's note, who is the drinking bro of the week? Drinking bro of the week?
Rocco's got it this week.
Oh, dude, I completely forgot who I was going
to
pick.
Are you just drunk?
No,
right
I
now?
Swear to you, yeah.
You forgot who?
Yeah.
It was one of your nerd friends.
Oh, Joe Wood. There it My is. Bad. All right, dude. Sorry, guys. So, drinking bro of the week is Joe Wood. He's one of the drinking bros nerds stud.
He's a nerd stud.
Don't mind Rocco slurring right now.
Yeah,
Rocco is fucking hammered again.
I know.
Again,
I know, dude,
you're hammered.
I'm going to get so much shit when I get home, too. But no, Joe. But
why do we give you drinking bro of the week every week and you get hammered and fuck it up every week? You fuck it up.
But Joe Wood actually traveled from one freaking from where he lives all the way to freaking the East Coast. I mean to the West Coast and then back home. And which I can't even remember where home is for him. It's Hawaii is where he's originally from, I believe. But Joe Wood is one of the guys who starts.
Why was he traveling?
Yeah,
like
he says he does it. He says he does it once a year. He just likes to take a break and travel.
Are you just saying he traveled for now?
Yeah, I thought you were getting to a punchline. Of, no, he did this for somebody.
That's what I thought.
He's like, no, he just took a visit.
No, so why he does it?
Okay. Jared Taylor. He went. He went to Columbia.
I've been drinking.
Like, listen, so he drove.
Why did he go to Columbia? I don't know.
Joe Wood does.
He owed somebody money.
He just stopped and met up with every drinking bro he could in almost every city. So that's what
okay, there
which
you
is
go.
Pretty cool, man. Yeah. So he was making videos and he was posting, he was keeping updates and everything. But if you're not part of the Drinking Bros Nerds, you wouldn't see all the stuff that he does. But that's just one part of what he does with the Drinking Bros Nerds.
Well, I get, man, I love the Drinking Bros Nerds because it's always like that, like kind of that. It's like the extension of everybody that is in Drinking Bros. A lot of badasses, but then like play some video games.
Oh,
man,
Mary's on fire in there.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
same with Seuss.
Oh, yeah, Mary so is on cool fire. Yeah.
They all do it, dude. And even like James, James took a picture one day was like, "Whoa!" And Drinking Bros Nerds fashion killed it.
Yeah. Badass dudes that like to fucking do their own thing. So cheers to your boy, man.
To the Joe Wood, Drinking Bros Nerds.
Joe Wood.
And hey. And on Valentine's Day, Joe Wood, I hope your middle name is 6 inches of it. So 6 inches of wood. I hope you get laid tonight. We're proud of you.
6 inches.
We love you. Happy Valentine's Day to every drinking bro and broette.
Well, Ross, before we close this, I'm sorry I hate the holidays so much. I'm always that guy, you know?
Every holiday you hate. I'm waiting for the holiday you love. When is Columbus Day?
I want Ross
President's
Day.
Hey, he loves 4th of July.
I love 4th of July. Yeah, I love Halloween. I love Christmas. I love Thanksgiving. So let's go down that route. Close it out, okay. Motherfucker. Close it out.
Close it out, motherfucker. For Matt, I hate every holiday best. Rocco, JT, and Ross Patterson, we are out of here.
Find Cupid. We fucking love you.
Put that mushroom puppy in you.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.